Both former leaders of the legislature have been sentenced to prison terms. The U.S. attorney is investigating a close associate and a former top staffer of Governor Cuomo, as well as the New York City mayor's office. A new coalition of unions, progressive-leaning groups, and reform advocates have formed to demand a cleanup. But even they admit their chances are slim for significant changes before the session ends. Mike Kink is with the group Strong Economy for All.
This coalition is not just a last ditch, they're never going to do anything, let's have a press conference coalition. It really is a call to arms. It's a call to action.
The group say they're looking ahead to the November elections and key races in the state Senate, where some senators oppose their reforms. They are forming a new website and using social media and the combined strength of their thousands of members and email contacts. They say they'll organize demonstrations at the offices of senators, conduct letter-writing campaigns, and apply other types of grassroots pressure. Many GOP senators have not signed on to the changes the groups are seeking, including public financing of campaigns and strict new limits on donations, easier and quicker voter registration, and true independent oversight of politicians and their actions. Jessica Wisniewski is with Citizen Action.
All of the senators who have the power to move this right now, they will be hearing from us and their voters. The assembly members need to hear it too, and certainly the governor.
The assembly, led by Democrats, has passed a number of the items. Governor Cuomo, in his budget, proposed limiting lawmakers' outside income, closing a campaign finance law loophole that allows limited liability companies to circumvent donor limits, and canceling the pensions of elected officials who are convicted of a felony. But Cuomo pulled back from those proposals, saying he'd instead push for them during the end of the session. But in recent days, as his administration has been responding to subpoenas from the federal probe, he's downplayed the chances of winning passage of all of the legislation.
I think we will get some ethics reform. I don't think we will get all the ethics reform I would like.
Cuomo agrees with the new coalition that pressure from voters might hold more sway than his abilities to persuade lawmakers to act right now.
The best motivator is still public support or public disapproval. And I want the public to stand up and say to their electeds, you better pass this legislation or don't come home. You know, it's almost that blunt.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group predicts that there will be some kind of token reform passed before lawmakers leave for the summer, but he says the real changes are not coming from the state level, but from the federal prosecutor's office.
The person driving the train is not here in Albany. It's down in the U.S. Attorney's office. His name is Preparara. He's not even an elected official. And he's the one who's taken it upon himself to clean up Albany's act, to clean the mess that is known as the state government. And he's doing a pretty effective job at it.
He says it's an open question whether there will be a significant overhaul of the system before the session ends. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.